Who is the healer for all these people? Jesus. But this is the part we really don't like. Who was the one that made them sick? Boy, you tell the average preacher that Jesus did it, you get thrown out of church. I know preachers that would throw me out of their building if I said Jesus made you sick. You know that? But the thing about it is, he's the one. This in verse 15 and 16. Let's go on down and see what it says here. See, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord our God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess. Now, what is the greatest commandment? We're to do what? Love God with all our heart. You know, under the new commandment, the new covenant, you know what I see? What I have learned under the new covenant that causes more men. Listen to me, men. If you're a man, you need to really listen. I have seen more men with cancer after they get past 40. And you know what their sin was? They were too busy working and not putting God first. Many a man I've seen, you could not get them healed. I mean, you could pray for them, you could do everything, you could anoint them with oil, you do everything you want to. And when I say, are you putting God first? Do you spend any time with him in the Word? Well, not enough. I said, well, what's enough? How much do you spend? Well, maybe 15 minutes on Sunday morning before I go to church. Do you spend any time with your job? Well, of course, Thurman. I mean, I get up at 6 o'clock every morning and I get home at 11 o'clock every night. I go from can till can't 6 days a week. Oh. So in that 6 days a week, you're with the world. How much time are you spending with God? Well, I try to get to him when I can on Sunday morning. Sometimes I get to read 15 minutes and before I go to church, and sometimes I don't. And then when I'm in church, I have trouble listening to what the pastor says because I'm so tired. I go to sleep in church. And you want to know why you got cancer? I can tell you why. You ain't going to like the answer. God sees you as a whore. A spiritual whore. He calls you a spiritual prostitute. And how many men do you know that would love for their wife to be sleeping with another man 6 days a week and only sleeping with them one day a week? Do you know a man that would like that? Alan? You won't like that either, would you? If anybody going to sleep with your wife, it's going to be you, right? Yeah, that's the same way I feel. Ain't nobody going to sleep with mine but me, you know? And that's the way God feels. There's only one difference between you and me and God. He's a lot more patient than we are. We wouldn't put up with that very long, would we? No, not at all. Most of us wouldn't put up with it a day. But God puts up with it sometimes for years. 10, 20, 30 years. And then he's had all he can stand and he afflicts you with cancer. That's the number one killer for men. Breaking that one rule right there, not putting God first. And the second one is unforgiveness. That'll bring cancer on you too. Verse 17 and 16 and 17. Or 17 and 18. But if your heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you over possess it, over Jordan to go to possess it. Verse 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed, who's your seed? Your children, may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is your life, and the length of your days, that you mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. So what is the length of your days? What is your life? The Lord. What if you don't spend any time with him? Your life will be short. You know, just like a man told me the other day, he said, my brother just dropped dead with a heart attack, 46 years old. I said, he wasn't putting God first, was he? He said, absolutely not. I said, was he a Christian? Well, he said he was. He went to church every once in a while, not very often. He was a really hard worker. Yeah. Didn't put God first. 46 years. I don't know about you, but 46 don't sound very old. You know, to me and you, hey, that passed a long time ago, didn't it?
That sounded real young at 75.
That's right. But the Lord tells us if we want to live a long life, we're going to have to put Him in there somewhere, aren't we, AA?
Exactly.
And if we do, He'll bless us. Now let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. I want to read some of the blessings to you. Now, everybody will love this. I mean, we love to dwell on the good things about God. We don't have a problem. But Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, and it shall come to pass. Now, don't you like that? If God said it shall come to pass, can it be a maybe? No. If He says it shall come to pass, if, oh my goodness gracious, I just hate it when He puts those words, if, in the Word. That means I got to do something. If. Listen to what He says. And it shall come to pass if you, in other words, you can put your name right there. What's your name, brother?
Nelson.
Nelson. If Nelson, we could put Thurman in there, couldn't we? We could put Thurman, we could put Nelson, we could put whoever. He says, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God. Boy, I don't think we know what diligence means. We have forgot what the meaning of the word diligent is. Now then, just like AA said and Joseph said, everything, this couple a while ago, I told you about this miracle, they were diligent. They pursued God. They believed the word that I told him, that it's always God's will to heal your daughter. And the minute we find that sin, I guarantee you God will heal your daughter. They said, we don't want our daughter healed. We want a brand new coat of skin. That was their request. And what did they get, Lori?
They got it.
Yeah, because of their persistence. That little girl, the king even took the scars off of her. She is so beautiful. Awesome. Now then, God is so good to us. Wow, is He so good. He says, if you hearken, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you, if Thurman, if Nelson shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If Joseph, if AA, you can put our name right there, can't we? And that's what I do. Lots of times I personalize the Word of God when I'm claiming something. I say, Lord, you said right there, if you. So I say, yeah, I'm going to put, if Thurman does this. And Lord, I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus. Well, let's see some of the blessings. Verse 3 and 4. Let's read these. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in your country or the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Now, what's the fruit of your body? Your children. That's right. You're going to have, how many of you would love to have blessed children? Now, how many of you would like to have a little girl like Jenna that's born sick for 8 years? Oh, I mean, none of us want that kind of a blessed child, do we? No, that's not a blessed child. That's a cursed child. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body or your children, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your goats, and the flock of your sheep. In other words, so far, if you obey God, what's He going to bless? Everything. Isn't that awesome? Now then, whenever we start having droughts or floods or we don't have any wheat or a new type of rust comes up on the wheat and destroys it all. I mean, we've had this rust problem. I remember having that when I was a kid. But now it's really a problem. It's killing major portions of the wheat crops all over the world. And the wheat crop last year was only, over the whole world, was only like 40 or 50% of what it was the year before. Now then, if all of the floods and all of the droughts and everything else, and we only got 50% of the wheat and 50 or 60% of the corn we had worldwide a year ago, what do you think is going to happen? I know we don't have as many people this year, right? No. Do we have more people this year than we had last year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We increase about 100,000 a month. there's about 100,000 people more every month than there was a month before. Isn't that something? Now then, you say, well, some of them's dying. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's really about 330,000 to 350,000 people born every 30 days in the world. But there's only 250,000 of them dying. Do y'all realize 250,000 people die every month? Yeah. We don't think about that because, you know, in our little families, we're only associated with our family, and usually we go for years and not even have a death in the family, right? But somebody has a death in the family. 250,000 people every month die in the world. But an extra 100,000 are born. So, you know, we got 6.5 to 7 billion people on the earth today. Billion people. Wow, they're everywhere. And if you don't believe we're living in sin, I challenge you to go to any city in the United States of America, and if there's any building or construction sites going on, go to where they got hospitals. I mean, you go to some of these big, monstrous hospitals, and what are they doing? Building another tower out there, or adding 10 more floors on that one. Go down here by Baylor in Grapevine, a little tiny city of Grapevine. I mean, they're building a monstrosity down there. Everywhere you go, building big hospitals. What is wrong? Sin. That's the problem. Sin. People don't have to be sick because right here, God promised us if we obey Him, He will bless us. And so far, He's blessed everything. So let's read on a little bit. This is such awesome stuff. Blessed shall you be your basket and your store. That's your food. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now, how many of you would like to walk in this blessing with God? Hey, it's available to every one of us. Now see what 7 and 8 says. The Lord shall cause... Who? Oh, the Lord causes this too. In other words, the more I read the Bible, the more I realize the Lord's in control of everything. You see that? I mean, He's put the blessings on you, or He puts the curses on you. In other words, He's running the show.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Lord Will Make Thy Plagues Wonderful, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.